Now, my pancakes, I put eggs in.
Yeah.
But when I'm fixing biscuits, I don't put eggs in.
Oh, okay.
Egg bread is made from cornmeal.
From cornmeal. You put some kind of flour in that too?
Well, some people mix flour with cornmeal.
Okay, I never had egg bread. Is it pretty good? What do you call the two parts of the egg?
The yolk and... what you call it? The yolk. The yolk is the yellow part. And the white part is the...
I just call that the white.
The white of the egg.
Yeah, right. What are some different ways of cooking eggs?
Fry, poach, boil. That's about all I do for mine.
Okay. What do you call that piece of salt cured meat that you put in with, that you might boil along with greens? What do you call that?
Cured meat?
Yeah. Or it might just be fat meat, I don't know. Is that what you call it, just cured meat?
You mean fat bag?
Yeah, fat bag. Would you call it anything different if it had a lot of lean in it?
Lean meat.
Just lean meat? Okay. What about when you cut the side of a hog? What do you call that whole piece of meat that you have?
The side?
Yeah.
The meat part on the side? I don't know.
Okay. Or have you heard people talk about just a side of bacon or something like that? Bacon comes in size of the whole piece? Okay. What about talking about bacon? You know, when you have a side of bacon and you slice it, it has a real tough edge to it, you know, that you usually have to cut off because it's very hard to chew. You know what you call that edge?
Skin.
The skin, okay. Have you ever heard people call it the rind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about, what were you going to say?
I just say pork rind.
Yeah, okay. What about, you know, this is something else that people like to eat at breakfast. They might have their eggs and bacon, and this is a kind of a hot meat, comes in patties or links.
Sausage?
Yeah. And what would you call a man who sells just meat and nothing else? He's the what?
A man that just sells meat.
Uh-huh.
Meat man.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call him a butcher?
That's what it is.
Okay. What about if meat has been kept too long, you say it's what?
Spoil.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, talking about meat some more, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Sauce.
Make sauce. Have you ever heard people call sauce anything else?
No.
Have you ever heard people call it head cheese?
No.
Okay. What about the dish that you make by grinding up and cooking a hog liver. Do you know of anything you can make like that?
Grinding up the hog liver.
Have you ever heard of liver pudding or liver sausage? Maybe liverwurst?
Liverwurst.
Liverwurst. Okay. Have you ever heard of anything made out of hog blood? Ever heard of it? Doesn't sound too appetizing.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. What about, have you ever heard of people taking the juice from the souse and mix and stirring it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and then cooking it and later after it gets cold, slicing it and frying it and eating it that way? Ever heard anything like that? You ever heard of scrapple?
I've heard of it.
Do you know anything about it? Is that
no.
Anything like what I described? You just don't know, but you heard the word.
Yes.
Okay. What about if you've kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good? How would you describe it? You'd say it's what?
Rank problem.
Okay. What about talking about this sort of thing? What would you call thick, sour milk? Some women keep it around in the kitchen, you know?
Buttermilk.
Okay, buttermilk, or if it's almost solid, what do you call that stuff?